在美国各处，你看到因为政治局势和种族歧视所造成的分歧。
Let me give you a definition of racism.
我这边先给大家一个种族主义的解释。
Racism is prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is more superior.
种族主义就是那基于认为自己的种族高人一等所产生的偏见、歧视与不同种族之人的仇视和对立。
Race is not a new issue. It's been around since biblical times, as we'll see this morning.
种族之间的问题不是现代而已的问题。我们今天早上会看到，从圣经时代就有种族之间的冲突。
Some examples would be as follows. There was racism between the Jews and the Gentiles.
我这边给大家举一些例子。首先，犹太人与外邦人之间有种族的冲突。
We saw racism in the Holocaust in Germany.
德国大屠杀是种族歧视所带来的。
We saw racism in the Armenian massacre in Turkey.
土耳其的亚美尼亚种族屠杀也是因为种族歧视。
We saw racism in the genocide in Rwanda.
卢旺达的种族屠杀也是因为种族主义。
We saw racism when the Japanese slaughtered over 6 million Koreans, Indonesians, and Filipinos.
日本人屠杀了600万韩国、印尼与菲律宾人。
So you can see, racism has been around for a long time.
所以你能够看到，种族歧视其实已经很久了。
Last week, we celebrated the signing of the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia in 1776.
上周我们刚刚庆祝1776年在费城所签署的独立宣言。
In that document, it says that all men were created equal.But that has been a difficult concept for America to flesh out through the years.
在那里面写着，人皆生而平等，但这句话在美国一直以来都很难实践。
Jesus deals with this issue of racism in his very first sermon in his hometown of Nazareth.
耶稣在他家乡拿撒勒讲的第一篇道，就讲到种族歧视。
Jesus is handed a scroll.As he entered the temple, and he opens it to the book of Isaiah, or the scroll, he opens it to Isaiah, and he reads from Isaiah 61, 1 and 2.
耶稣走进了圣殿，在那里有人递给他书卷，他就翻开以赛亚书，读以赛亚书61章1到2节。
We find this story where Pastor read from in Luke chapter 4 this morning.
这故事在路加福音4章看到。
Jesus reads these words from Isaiah.
耶稣读以赛亚书是这么读的。
He says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
他说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives,And the recovering of sight to the blind to set free or to set of liberty, to set at liberty.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
And lastly, he says, those who are oppressed to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
最后他说报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Jesus is saying he has come to give good news, which is the gospel. He then sets down and begins to illustrate the text with two stories from the Old Testament.
耶稣这边说到，他所带来的好的消息就是福音。他接着坐下，并且开始解经，用旧约的两个故事。
Jesus is going to confront racism with the gospel.
耶稣用福音来反对种族主义。
In verse 20, it says that Jesus rolls the scroll, he hands it to the attendant in the temple, and he sits down.
20节说, 于是把书卷卷起来,交还执事,就坐下。
Notice the reaction of the crowd. The Bible says all the attenders that day were fixed on Christ.
我们看当时会堂里这些人的反应，圣经说会堂里的人都定睛看他。
They were amazed. They could not actually believe that this was actually the carpenter's son. In their mind, they thought, is this really Joseph's boy?
他们想，他们无法相信这就是那木匠的儿子。他们心里想，这真的是约瑟的孩子吗？
Jesus knows what the crowd is thinking, and he addresses it in verses 23 through 24.
耶稣知道他们在想什么，因此他在23到24节回应他们。
He says, you are jealous because I did not start my ministry here in my hometown. He had already done miracles in Cana and Capernaum. Even though Nazareth was a poor town, the people had a rather high view of themselves.
他说，你们是嫉妒，因为我没有从我的家乡开始传道。他那时候已经在加纳和加百农行了神迹。虽然说拿撒勒是个穷小镇， 但是那边的人自我感觉良好。
They felt that they were better than those who were from Capernaum, so he should have started his ministry here in his hometown.
他们认为他们自己应该比加百农人还要更好，他应该要从我们家乡这边开始传道。
But Jesus then begins to tell two stories.
但是耶稣这边就提起两个故事。
The first story is of Elijah in verses 25 and 26.
第一个故事是以利亚的故事，是25章25、26节所说的。
This is what the scripture says. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land, and Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow.
经文这么写，我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了3年零6个月，遍地有饥荒。那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去。
Elijah was sent to Zarephath, the town of Baal worshippers, and the hometown of the wicked queen Jezebel, to minister to a Gentile widow when there were many widows in Israel God could have used.
以利亚受差到撒勒法，撒勒法是一个祭拜巴利的小镇，是恶皇后耶洗别的家乡。他被送到那里受一位寡妇的服侍。虽然说当时以色列有许多的寡妇，神都可以差他去，让这些以色列的寡妇服侍他。The
second story is that of Elisha in verse 27.
第二个故事是以利沙的故事，27节。
It says, and there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian, another Gentile.
27节说，先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内除内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
See, during the time of the prophet Elisha, there were many lepers in Israel. He could have healed, but God chose to have him heal a leper from Syria. Here's the point in both stories. God chose to bless people outside of the Jewish race.
在这个时候，我们看到以利沙的时候有许多以色列中有许多的大麻风病患，他可以医治任何一个。 但是神却差遣他往叙利亚去医治一位大麻风病患。那这两个故事都有一个重点，就是神祝福了在犹太人以外的人。
Jesus is telling this Gentile crowd, I have come to be a physician both to the Jew and the Gentile. I am bringing the good news of the gospel to both Jew and Gentile.
耶稣在这边要对外邦人说，他是为着犹太人也为着外邦人来的医生。他同时他带来的好消息，他带来的福音是为了犹太人也为了外邦人。
He is saying race does not matter to me. He is saying, that's what he's saying, race does not matter, but race did matter to the people of Nazareth because they thought they were better than the other Jews and especially they were better than the Gentiles.
耶稣这边讲的是，我不管你是什么种族，但是对于拿撒勒人来讲，种族很重要，因为他们认为他们比其他的犹太人更重要，他们更是认为他们比外邦人还要强。
The Jews hated the Gentiles. They would go miles out of their way to walk around Samaria just not so they wouldn't have to go through and see the Gentiles in Samaria.
犹太人痛恨外邦人，他们甚至愿意多走好几里路，就是为了绕过撒玛利亚不进去。
Even when we think of the story of the Good Samaritan, the whole point of that story is that the Jewish rabbi would not stop and minister to the Jewish man who had been beaten up on the side of the road. Or even the Jewish teacher wouldn't stop. Who was it that stopped? It was the hated Samaritan, the Gentile, who stopped to minister to the Jewish man.
我们在好撒玛利亚人的故事中也看到这件事情。一个犹太人的拉比看到了一位被打躺在路边的犹太人，不愿意停下来帮他。一位犹太人的教师不愿意停下来帮他。最后愿意停下来的是谁？是他们所憎恨的那撒玛利亚人。
I want you to notice the reaction of the crowd in Scripture in verses 28 through 30.
我要大家来看看28到30节这些人群众的反应如何。
Here's what Scripture says. When they heard these things, all the synagogue was filled with wrath. And they rose up and drove him, or Jesus, out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built. So that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away.
经文这么写，会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸，就起来撵他出城。他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去，他却从他们中间直行过去了。
Why such a wild reaction to Jesus?Two illustrations.
为什么他们对于耶稣这两个故事会有这么大的反应呢？
The Jewish people in the temple that day felt they were superior to the Gentiles. They hated them, and it angered them that Christ was saying, I have come to give the good news to the Gentiles.
那些犹太人有种族优越感，他们认为他们比外邦人强，他们痛恨外邦人。而且听到基督说他带了好消息是给犹太人也给外邦人的，他们非常的愤怒。
Like today, they had no tolerance for a different viewpoint. They were ready to kill Jesus who saw things differently than they did.
就跟今天一样，他们无法接受一个不同的观点。他们听到耶稣跟他们的观点不一样的时候，他们就愿意杀耶稣。
Jesus was saying the gospel is for everyone, and only the gospel will change the hearts of a racist.
但耶稣说的是福音是给所有人的，而且只有福音能够改变一个种族歧视的人的心。
Racial reconciliation is not the gospel, but make no mistake, racial reconciliation should be the fruit of the gospel.It should be an outworking of the gospel in our lives.
种族间的和谐不是福音，但是不要忘记， 那是福音的种子，是福音在我们的生活中，在我们的生命中活出来。
The church today, like Christ, should be setting a tone to destroy racism in our country.
现在的教会应该也一样，跟基督一样，要设立榜样，要除掉种族歧视。
But I found in the church sometimes even leadership sets a poor example.
但我发现有时候，即使在教会里面，我们的领导层都不会设好的榜样。
I have an example of that from Scripture.
在圣经中就有这样的一个例子。
Remember the Apostle Peter? God gave him a dream and showed him all the food that came down out of heaven and that he could eat that food.
大家记得使徒保彼得的例子吗？神向彼得托梦，神让他看到有许多的食物，他都能吃。是外邦人的食物，他也都能吃。
In Scripture, we found that after that dream, he started hanging out with the Gentiles and he started eating with them. But when he did that, he got criticized by the Jewish people. So he withdrew from the Gentiles.
我们看到圣经中讲到彼得这时候就开始跟外邦人友好，他开始与外邦人吃饭，但是因此就遭受犹太人的批评。被批评以后，他就决定离开外邦人。
The Apostle Paul shows up in the middle of a service where Peter is, and he blasts Peter for his racism towards the Gentiles.
保罗刚好在这个时候来了，在人群中骂彼得，说他对外邦人有种族歧视。
I always say that racism is not a skin issue. Racism is really a sin issue.
种族歧视不是外表皮肤的问题，而是内心罪恶的问题。
In James 2:9, James writes, "If you are showing partiality, it is a sin."
雅各书二章九节说，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪。
It is a lack of compassion, a lack of empathy for other people.
我们若是对人家缺乏怜悯或同理心，就是这样的。
Romans 12:15 says that we should weep with those who weep. We should rejoice with those who rejoice. Racial injustice should upset us. It should make us angry. But the only real solution is not a political party or a person in the White House. It is the gospel.That will change people radically.
罗马书十二章十五节说：“与喜乐的人要同喜乐，与哀哭的人要同哀哭。种族之间的不公义应该要让我们很生气，让我们愤怒。但是解决方法不是一个政党，不是白宫的任何人，而是只有福音能够彻底的改变人。”
The Bible gives us several illustrations of celebrating the gospel and the unity of diversity. And the scripture is good about showing us this.
在使徒行传 Can you say that again? Sorry.
The first example would be Pentecost, which is celebrated in Acts chapter 2. The gospel was preached to 16 different ethnicities.And many repented of their sins. Without the turning from our sin and apathy, there's no hope for racial reconciliation.
耶稣要人能够合一，在使徒行传二章，他们在庆祝五旬节，那时候福音传给了十六个不同的民族，有许多人忏悔认罪。我们若是不愿意。转离我们的罪，不愿意转离我们的冷漠，那我们就不可能与有种族之间的和谐。
Another illustration of the celebrating the gospel and the unity of diversity was the leadership at Antioch. The church at Antioch celebrated and understood unity and diversity. There were five leaders in the church at Antioch. And here was the breakdown of those five leaders at Antioch. One was from the Middle East, two were from Africa, and one was from Asia, and one was from the Mediterranean. What diversity in leadership at Antioch.
第二个例子是安提阿教会, 他们珍惜并且理解合一和教会的多元化。 在那个教会里面, 领袖团中有五个领袖, 这五个领袖分别, 一个是从中东来的, 两个是非洲人, 一个是亚洲人, 一个是地中海人。 你看到他们很珍惜这样的多元化。
Another example to celebrate the gospel and the unity of diversity was the church at Rome. Rome was a place of racism and strife. But they looked at the church that was celebrating racial harmony and unity. It was preached through the church at Rome that Christ died for the brown, the white, the black, the slave, the free man, the Jew, and the Gentile. And it was not only preached, but it was believable because it was lived out in the church at Rome.
第三个例子是罗马的教会。罗马是一个充满种族歧视和冲突的地方，但是在那边的教会反而享受了种族之间的和睦和合一。他们所传的福音就是基督为着咖啡色种、白人、黑人、奴隶、自由人、自主的犹太人、外邦人而死。而这福音为什么能够有人会相信，就是因为在教会中。
And one last example of celebrating the gospel and the unity of diversity was in heaven as we look ahead. The Bible tells us in Revelation 9 and 10, it says, After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all the tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robe with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and the Lamb.
另外一个例子就是在启示录，我们发现启示录中，在天堂里这样的多元化也是值得庆祝的。启示录章七章九到十节说：“此后我观看，见有许多的人。” 没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
So how do we live out what we've looked at this morning?
所以我们要怎么样在我们的生活中活出我们今天所学习的呢？
How do we live out this gospel message?
我们要怎么样活出这样的福音呢？
A few things this morning that I think are important. First is we confess our own sin of racism.
几件事情我觉得很重要。首先就是我们要先看到自己的种族歧视，并且向神认罪。
I will admit to you, there are times in my own life or I am surprised at the thoughts of racism that rush through my mind.
我必须承认，我很惊讶，有的时候我自己都会有许多种族歧视的意念。Ask
yourself this following question.
你问问自己接下来这个问题。
Do I find myself seeing black people, Latino people, white people, any person other than Chinese as beneath me?
我有没有看待任何一个人，不管他是黑人、拉丁美裔、白人，任何一个非华人，你有没有看他不及自己？
If you do, then you need to repent and ask God to forgive you for the sin of partiality.
若是你有的话，你必须向神认罪，求神赦免你这样的偏性的罪。
Something else that we can do to live out this message of the gospel is to show love. The book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21 tells us that if that if we are truly saved, we will have love for our neighbors. It is a proof of our salvation.
我们第二件要做的事情就是我们要表达爱。约翰一书四章二十到二十一节让我们知道，我们若真心悔改，我们就必须要爱我们的邻舍，而我们这样的爱就是我们得救的证据。
Remember that love is more than just a feeling. It is an action that I show to others to help them feel more important than myself.
我们要记得爱不只是一种感觉而已，而是行动，让另外一个人觉得他比我重要。
So how do we flesh that love out? Let me give you some practical suggestions.
那我们要怎么样爱人呢？我这边给大家几个可能性。
One of those is you can serve in the Urban Promise Ministry in Wilmington.
第一，你可以选择在 Urban Promise 服侍。
They need people who will come in after school and tutor these African American students.
他们需要有人在学校结束以后，有人愿意进来辅导他们一些黑人的学生。
Maybe you say, Pastor Vaughn, I don't know if I could do that.There are so many physical needs that Urban Promise has, you can give monetarily to them.
那也许你说我不知道怎么辅导学生，没关系，他们也有许多其他的方法，你可以金钱上的资助他们。
Another great way is to serve at Sunday Breakfast Mission in Wilmington.
第二可能性是你可以去 Sunday Breakfast Mission 服侍。
You can go and you can help them serve meals. You can work in their room where they accept food.
你可以去帮他们盛饭，你可以帮他们接受他们的食物。
They are always in need of volunteers at Sunday Breakfast Mission.
他们总是需要有人去帮忙。
And again, Sunday Breakfast Mission is ministering to mostly African American clientele.
Sunday Breakfast Mission 也一样，大部分是在服侍黑人。
Another way is to build a relationship with someone of a different ethnicity.
第三，你可以尝试与一个不同种族背景的人建立友谊。
Work at building an acquaintance, a friendship of somebody with a different ethnicity. Listen to their story, empathize with their story, with their hurt.With their pain that they've been through.
你可以与他建立友谊，你可以听他的故事，你可以关心他，去理解他的伤痛。
Another way that you can, at least here in America, you can help to understand this is by studying systematic racism.
另外，至少在美国，你也可以选择研究、探索系统性种族主义。
Systematic racism.Is racism that's built into the systems of the American way of life.
系统性种族主义就是那已经系统化的种族歧视。
I would also encourage you to read books about racism.
我也鼓励大家能够阅读一些关于种族的书籍。
There are two that I've read recently and I highly recommend. One is called Woke Church.And the other one is called One Blood.
我最近读了两本，我建议给大家的，一本是 Woke Church 苏醒的教会，第二本是 One Blood 同一血缘。
If you want to understand the racism that's happened here in America through the years, there are two movies also that I recommend that you watch. One is called Selma, and the other is called Hidden Figures.
若是你想更多的了解美国种族歧视的整个历史的话，我鼓励大家有两个电影可以看，一个叫做 Selma 塞尔玛游行，第二个叫做 Hidden Figures 隐藏人物。
Hidden Figures is a movie about NASA and the African American women who worked through NASA to help them to get men on the moon.
隐藏人物是一篇有关美国的航天航空局，黑人如何的帮助美国，登月。
Another thing that you can do is you can pray, certainly. And this is probably the most important thing that we all can do.
当然你能做的另外很重要的就是你可以祷告。
We can pray that God would help us to be merciful.
你可以求神让我们有怜悯心。
We can pray for understanding of other people's hurts.
我们可以在祷告中体会别人的伤痛。
We can pray to return love for hate.
我们可以在祷告中以爱来回应仇恨。
And then lastly, this morning, we can have what I call a racism catechism.
最后，我们可以做的是，我们可以有一种反对种族歧视的信条。
And of course, this is based on what God's word says.
当然，这必须要以圣经为基础。
And so over these past several months, as we have seen the riots and the killings, and these things in America, I wrote my own catechism for myself about race.
所以在过去这几个月中，我们看到有各种的暴动示威，我就在这当下，我写了一个反对种族歧视的信条。
So I'm going to read this to you this morning. Instead of using the word we, I'm going to use the word I. And hopefully you'll think about it, and you'll... Maybe make this your own.
所以我在这边要读给大家听。那我会用我，不用我们。但是如果说弟兄姐妹愿意的话，你也可以自己来应用这样的一个信条。
My catechism first says, I will lament the death of those beloved image bearers. I will weep with those who will forever miss their son, their daughter, their brother.Their sister, their uncle, their aunt, their nephew, their niece, their cousin, or a friend.
首先我写的，我为了神所爱的那些按照神形象所造并失去生命的人哀痛，且与那些永远失去儿子女儿、兄弟姐妹、叔伯姨婶婆、外甥子女、表堂兄弟姐妹或朋友的人哀痛。
I have said that I will remember that throughout Scripture, God shows particular care for those who are most vulnerable. He commands authorities to be characterized by righteousness and justice, and he holds nations accountable for how they will treat the least powerful groups and persons in their societies.
再来，我写到圣经中。我看到神特别关注那些软弱的人，他命令那执政掌权的要施行公义和正义，并会按照国家如何对待那些社会中最软弱的人和群体来审判这个国家。
I've said I will recognize the perverseness of sin. I will acknowledge that the bloody history of racially motivated violence in the United States.Continues to this day.
我愿意看到罪无所不在。我愿意承认美国的血腥历史，直到今日仍然在继续。
I will denounce any doctrine of racial superiority and will join the many calls for systematic change in a nation that has often failed to uphold God's vision of justice and persistently worked against the people of color.
我反对任何种族优越的教义，我也愿意回应并加入国家现在许多要求系统性改变的呼声。我看到我们的国家经常没有伸张神的正义，反而不断地迫害有色人种。
And yet, I will resolutely hope in Jesus, the Prince of Peace.Who suffered and died at the hands of both a mob and state-sanctioned violence, and who ultimately conquered evil and death itself.
但是我们在耶稣里有坚决的盼望，因为他是和平之子。他虽然说在群众和国家的手中受伤受害，但是他最终胜过了罪恶和死亡。
I've said I long for the day when his perfect justice will roll down like waters, when his power will bring utter darkness into light, and when his love will forever join together every race and tongue within the family of God.
我期望那一天，神的公平如大水滚滚，他的能力使死因显为光明，他的爱让不管任何的种族或语言，我们都能够成为在神里面成为一家人。
Until that day, I will continually commit myself to the furthering of Christ's kingdom here on earth.
直到那一天，我愿意承诺神的旨，我要在这个世界上让神的旨意行在地上。
So I end with this final thought, and this is from earlier in the message, but I wanted to end with this thought because I think it's important.
所以最后我要用这一段来做一个总结。我之前有提到，但是我觉得这段很重要，我这边要再讲一次。
Racial reconciliation should be a fruit of the gospel, the outworking of the gospel in our life and church.
种族之间的和谐是福音的果子，是福音在我们生命中活出来。
Racism has no place in our church or in our own personal lives.
种族歧视不应该在我们的教会或是我们个人生活中出现。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we are so thankful today that your word gives us hope for racial reconciliation.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天能够看到你的话语给我们希望，让我们看到种族间的和谐是有可能的。
Father, we know apart from the gospel, there is no hope.
主耶稣，我们知道除了福音以外，没有其他的盼望。
So I pray for our church family this morning.
所以我今天就为我们的教会这个大家庭祷告。
I know that some have faced racism towards them.
我知道有一些人经历了种族歧视。
Lord, I pray that you would give them the grace to forgive.
主耶稣，求你赐给他们恩典，能够帮助他们来饶恕人。
And then, Lord, I pray that we would each search our own hearts.
主耶稣，也求你检查我们的心。
That, Lord, if we find racism or partiality towards another ethnicity,
若是我们有任何对于其他种族的偏见，
that we will confess it as sin.
我们愿意在你面前认罪悔改。
And Lord, we thank you that you said if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
主耶稣，我们也感谢你，因为你说我们只要愿意向你承认我们的罪，你就会洗净我们。
Help us to be at WCEC a church of love.
主耶稣，求你让我们的教会能够成为一个爱的教会。
Help us to be known as a church that reaches out to every ethnicity.
让我们能够成为一个能够向万国万民伸手的一个教会。
A church that cares more about others than ourselves.
让我们成为一个更多关心他人，少关心自己的一个教会。
It's in your precious name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.